following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loperlink and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Good morning, everyone. Doug and Daddy Show on the road again in Hastings at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, getting ready for our second Husker lunch of the year. Steve Sippel will be here at 12 noon. We'll talk to him a little bit later on in the show as well. And, of course, Bullseye is open right now, so come on in whenever you want and get ready. Get a good seat. Be up front, expecting a very good crowd, as we always have when Bullseye puts on a great event, which they always do, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. And we're looking forward to having you on. Great specials, great food and drink specials, and, of course, Husker football talk. And coming up on the program today, we'll be talking not only with Steve Sippel, but Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report to take a look at that first full Friday night of high school football and some of the games that actually carried over on until Saturday. We'll also be talking with Rick Squires, the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, when it comes to the Loperlink for today. But, Tony, more news concerning the Big 12 Conference and Texas A&M. It's out in the open even more than it has been. As soon as the Big 12 says it's okay for A&M to leave, they will have left.
Well, yeah, and the Baylor's saying right now, no, it's not all right if you leave. We pledged, we all got together. You said we were all firm commitments. We're all in this thing together. Now where are you going? Why bowl right now? Basically, we have nowhere to go. That's what Baylor's saying. Where are we going to go? And Baylor's not only speaking for Baylor, but they're speaking for Iowa State, they're speaking for Kansas State. Kansas brings some value, I guess you could make a case for the basketball team. Missouri is a team that's also rumored to be going to the SEC. Although the TV markets in St. Louis and Kansas City, is that a big enough reason to attract Missouri and what they bring? Because you've got to have some value in their program. And frankly, adding Missouri to the SEC right now, I see zero value. I see zero value. Even you know what? Say their basketball team went to the NCAA tournament, won a game a year ago. Big deal. And they made Sweet 16s, and they made a lot of noise, and they made Elite Eights. No, they don't have the value that Kansas adds in basketball. In football, going to the SEC, they're basically going to be another Kentucky, another Vanderbilt. I got to think they can't expect to compete and go win 8-9 games in the SEC there. The value is not there for me in Missouri. If the SEC wants them, great. If we make it 14 teams, great. So that's the only other way. You know, Missouri seems to be the team in. Then all the rumors about the Pac-12 gobbling up Oklahoma State, and whatnot. But Baylor is the one right now that's saying, hold on a second. We've got a lawsuit. You said this, you were in it for the Big 12. Now you're not. Lawsuit's coming. We don't want you to leave. And we're going to hold this thing up in court.
And you know, I would think that the SEC would much rather have Kansas come in. I mean, they bring you a top-tier basketball program to a conference that needs a top-tier basketball program. And if this would have been 2 years ago, I think Kansas is much more attractive when they're winning football games, when they're in the top 10 in the country. Everybody just looks at football, football, football. Somebody's got to go behind the scenes and take a look at the academics and take a look at all the other sports and say, you know what? Nobody wants a conference with 12 of the top 15 teams in the country anyway. So bring Kansas in. What's Missouri? Missouri, I guess, is right there, too. They just don't have the tradition, Tony. At least their football team has been in the top 25 now under Gary Pinkel for quite a while. Their basketball team, also respectable, even though they've brought in a new coach that might change that up a little bit. Look at the whole package here, and not just football. I mean, yes, you have to look at football, but as I just said, you can't have all of the top 20 teams in your conference.
Maybe St. Louis is enough in that TV market. If they're looking at the SEC TV contract or whatnot, maybe that's enough to draw them to the SEC. Other than that, I don't see the value that Missouri adds when you're comparing their football program to the SEC football programs. Where do they fit? It's certainly the bottom third. I've got to think it's the bottom third.
And it's going to happen, Tony, and now what you look at is super conferences. And the folks, they're murmuring it, you know, your Kirk Herbstreets, your whoever you want to go to that cover college sports on a great basis. Jay Billis needs to step up here. These folks need to say, gang, you know, as much as you listen to us for all of what's going on in the collegiate scene on the television and on the radio, this is not a good thing. 16 or more team conferences are bad. They're bad. They're not going to be good. You cannot survive on four super conferences. It's going to be bad. You're going to have 16 teams. You're going to have, if you're a bad program now, and I don't care, you pick whoever you want, Iowa State, Vanderbilt, somebody that's already in these things. If you're a bad team now, think about how much tougher it's going to be to ever be competitive if you're 13th, 14th, 15th in this conference for 3, 4, 5 years. A hell of an improvement is getting to 6th, 7th, or 8th. You're never going to compete at the top level. It's going to be whittled down to the same 20 teams all the time. Boring, bad television, bad ratings. The whole thing stinks. The whole thing.
You know, the only thing good about it that I see is at least we're headed for the playoff that everybody wants and a true national champion, which everybody wants.
How could we be headed to a playoff? They're going to take the top four teams out of these four conferences and stay play. And after you got 16 teams, how are you going to know who the top team in the conference is? Because you're not going to play each other. Even if you have a championship game. We go through this at the SEC now. Oh, if somebody loses once, they're still better than 80% of the teams in the country. Well, now you lose once, you're going to be done.
What is the value of the NCAA in the realm of things for college football?
Step up.
But they're going to be basically extinct. Run your basketball deal. You've got a basketball tournament that makes you billions of dollars. That's your big marketing deal all year long is the basketball deal. Get out of the way, and the colleges will take over the football deal, I guess, because they really have no rule in college football anymore.
We'll see what happens. I guess what I'm hoping happens is that A&M and maybe one more team moves, because one more team has to move, or you're going to have that. I mean, you got to have an even number, don't you? I mean, the Big Ten has it for a long time with Penn State at 11 schools. But I would like to see, and some of the murmuring was this morning, why couldn't the Big 12 step up and go get somebody? Why can't the Big 12 keep it together? It's all about Texas. That's why. That's why the Big 12 can't keep it together. Texas doesn't want to share with anybody. I'm surprised Texas doesn't want to go get somebody.
Well,
bring them in. That way they're definitely entrenched. They can still run their conference and then bring in some more pawns like an Arkansas, like a BYU. Pick whoever out there that you want in your Arizona State. Whoever you want in your conference, bring them in.
Right, but it looks like the options right now, the Big 12 would lean SMU. SMU, what value when you're looking at being one of the premier conferences in all the land? And I don't know how Dan Beebe, I mean, how can you make a phone call? And I don't know how he, I'm surprised the guy survived this long. It's tough to breathe with your head shoved that far up DeLoss's ass. But that's one thing. But, yeah, Texas seems to be running this whole show. A&M basically said, here's the deal, Texas. We don't like your network. We don't like you running everything. We probably should have sided with Nebraska a long time ago, and I bet if you could have went back a long ways, how many 11-1 votes would you have in hindsight? You'd have zero. Tom Osborne, say what you want about Tom Osborne and how he didn't like this and didn't like that. Was he right on this deal all along?
But how attractive would the Big 12 be without Texas?
You've got three main drawing cards, Oklahoma, Texas and Texas A&M.
And which television markets are those? And how powerful have they been in all sports?
Well, you know, they get this Longhorn network. Half the state of Texas didn't get to see it the other night.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I mean,
Texas probably has to be in the Big 12 conference. I mean, yeah, you'd like to have 11 teams in the conference and not Texas, but then what credibility does your conference have? It's the Big 8.
No, you're right.
It's the Big 8 with Texas A&M, or with A&M, Tech, and Baylor.
You've got to go attract some quality named teams, and I guess you said BYU, that slash independent look out there that has made runs and had great records, and Lavelle Edwards, I guess they've got a little bit of a story. You know, if you're going to compare BYU to Oklahoma, Nebraska, and the traditions they have, probably doesn't rank right up there, but they have done some good things. You know, the only other way I see it, the big name out there, of course, is if somehow they could attract Notre Dame. And that becomes a national brand in your conference. I don't see that happening. No one seems, Notre Dame's not that crazy about doing that. I don't know the other big names out there. The SEC wants to grab, you know, one of the marquee teams in A&M, and then I guess Missouri, and I don't see what that adds to there. But, you know, that seems to be the conference that everybody's trying to be like, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
But I don't know what you can do, but and I know this will never happen, but it occurs to me that the NCAA, who runs all, just has to say this is the way it is until the presidents of the member institutions of the NCAA say we don't want this. Why doesn't the NCAA, everybody seems to want to realign. Everybody seems to want to do things the way it is, and they've just said that Peyton Manning will not play in Sunday's opener. That's just breaking news here from ESPN. The vice chairman, Bill Polian, has come out and says that Peyton Manning is definitely out for Sunday's NFL opener. We're live here at Bullseyes in Hastings for our second Husker Lunch. We'll talk more about this. Steve Sipple will be here. The reason Steve's here and the reason we do these Husker Lunches for you, the fans, to come out, ask the question. Sip and Sean Callahan, who do our Husker Lunches, know just about every answer there is. They can tell you about the third string center. They can tell you about the backup corner. They can tell you everybody that's playing in the dime. They'll answer your questions about Tennessee, Chattanooga, Fresno State, and what's still to come. So join us here today at Bullseyes is Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star. We'll be chatting at 12 noon, and he'll join us on the end of the show. But, Tony, if this is the way it's going to be, and everybody seems resigned to this, the NCAA just needs to say, okay, right now we have 120 Division I football schools. We're going to make 10 conferences. We're going to make 10 conferences, and we're going to do it geographically, and we're going to do it. You know, SEC, you're done. Pac-10, you're done. The problem with the Pac-10 is, or Pac-12, most of those would still be able to stay there. SEC, most, but your fringe ones, you can make a pretty decent conference out of the Midwest. I think you know, you'd have your Iowa, you'd have your Minnesota, you'd have Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma. It just, you could configure it any way you wanted. I think you could make 10 solid conferences. You'd still have three or four probably power conferences, and you'd have weaker conferences. But I think today you could sit down and realistically in a week come up with those 12 those 10 conferences of 12 teams. Then when it comes to basketball, I'm sorry, you're just not Division I. You come up, I mean, there's so many other things that you do, but since football's ruling the day, this is where you start.
Well, money's ruling the day, and that's what these conferences have going in their favor, Doug, and that's why the SEC and the Pac-12 would laugh at that idea and say, no thanks, we got our teams, see you around. I just don't know what the NCAA has at all over these institutions, and they don't control anything in football, as I see it.
Well, so that's the
apparently main. Nobody follows their rules anyway, so I don't know what they do.
Well, it's put Dan Beebe in charge. Anyway, there's one other huge story going on out there right now, and if it happened in the United States, it would stop everything. It would be wall-to-wall coverage on ESPN. But this plane crash in Russia today, carrying the KHL ice hockey team, crashing into a riverbank at last check. 43 people have died, 2 others critically injured. They say the plane crashed in sunny weather immediately after leaving an airport on the Volga River, about 150 miles northeast of Moscow. The plane was carrying an ice hockey team to Minsk, the capital of Belarus, where it was to play against a Minsk team in the opening game of their Continental Hockey League season. The ministry was carrying 45 people, including 37 passengers and 8 crew. Only 2 people have survived this crash. I guess immediately Marshall would pop into your head. I mean, they've lost this whole professional team over there in Russia, and just a devastating and sounds like freak plane accident because it was good weather.
Yeah, you're right, and I think, like you said, hockey in Russia would be like a football team here, or something to resemble that, and certainly catch the nation's attention. It's just obviously a tragedy for everybody involved. Rumored to be a lot of former NHL players on board as well. So you're going to start hearing names of people on board there and probably recognize them.
Well, and folks were getting ready to welcome this team in. Folks were already at the arena. Russian television is there showing kind of pictures of people leaving, grief-stricken. The president of Russia had announced plans to take these aging Soviet-built planes out of service starting next year. The Yak-42 has been in service since 1980, and about 100 are still in service with Russian carriers, and they've had some very bad air passenger and safety concerns over there, and bad one here today as one of the pro teams goes down. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill here in Hastings, we'll be rolling on until 12 noon. Bob Jensen of Husker Land Prep, Steve Sipple of Lincoln Journal Star, Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, all going to join us, and we'll talk to the coach right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
Have a better day. Only Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo, a 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich, and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee, all for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese, and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. Can change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Call 234-4545 or click BigApplefunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snack bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigApplefunCenter.net.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
What helps recruiting at Nebraska? Success, a string of wins, a tradition of excellence, and players. Good players want to be part of that. Same in the banking business. Success leads to healthy growth. That's part of why First Bank and Trust of Clay Center has doubled assets in a few short years. Folks naturally want to be part of a winning team. I'm Dave Higby at First Bank and Trust. If this sounds good to you, welcome to a bank that has proven it's a winner in growth, sound business judgment, community involvement, and friendliness. Welcome to First Bank and Trust, Clay Center.
It's another exciting Friday night of high school football coming your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, the Kearney Catholic Stars host North Platte St. Pat's. On ESPN 1550, Hastings High will welcome in Holdridge. On Classic Hits 98.9, the Kearney High Bearcats welcome in Grand Island. And on the Breeze 94.5, Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Blue Hill. All games kick off at 7 o'clock this Friday night.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high temperature of 79. For tonight, mostly clear, winds light and variable, a low of 50. On Thursday, we'll see mostly sunny skies with a high temperature reaching 78 degrees. Right now, 66.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on from Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill here in the beautiful city of Hastings, our second Husker lunch of the year, and we have taken our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on the road. We're going to be on the road quite a bit in the near future. On Friday, we'll be back in Kearney up at Jersey's. Next week, we're over at the fine folks at Husker Harvest Days, T&L Irrigations booth on Tuesday. Then we'll be at Dyna-Grill on Wednesday. And next Thursday, we're going to be at the Viero Event Center with the Tri-City Storm as they get their preseason underway. They've got a luncheon going on out there, and we'll be there next Thursday. So Daddy, we're keeping busy, but today it's the Husker lunch, and there's plenty to choose from when you get here to Bullseyes today, as Steve Sipple will be our Husker guest today at 12 noon.
Yeah, try the chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, a roll and butter, $6.99, a lunch special. Order anything off the menu, get pregame warm-ups like the Mexican Baseball League nachos, Denver cheddar nuggets, or the Detroit Red Wings.
Oh, they all have like a sports team.
There you go.
There's like a theme.
There you go. Your college and pro football headquarters right here at Bullseyes.
We're glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and it is time now for our Loper Link. The Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show is brought to you by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by our fine folks at Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. For all the details on everything they offer, check them out online at GarrettTire.net. And we are pleased to be joined today by the head coach of the UNK volleyball team, moved up to fifth in the country after a perfect 4-0 weekend. Rick Squires joins us. And Coach, good morning. Congratulations on a good start to the season. And I guess let's start right there. How do you think the team played the first weekend?
Well, I mean, we're ecstatic to be 4-0 and you know, with so many new faces in the lineup and, you know, a lot of big shoes to fill, it was a little unnerving going in, really not knowing what to expect from our group. And we played right out of the chute against a pretty darn good Arkansas Fort Smith team, who I think went on to roll through their next three matches after playing us. So we were happy to get a win there and got some momentum, and thought Augustana was a good win for us. And, you know, obviously the UNO match was up and down and all over the place, but it's always good to come out on top there. So we saw some flashes of some really good things, and still plenty to work on, but just happy to be 4-0.
Rick, you guys follow what goes on in Lincoln with the volleyball team. It's interesting when they get beat by Colorado State, a team you guys beat in the spring. Now, it might not be exactly the same team, but if you're looking for confidence, do you address that with your team at all? Do you say, hey, girls, we might be pretty good, and instill that in some younger kids, or how do you go about it? Did you just leave that all alone?
Well, I mean, I didn't personally have to mess with it too much, because I think when the news got out, several of our players were already talking about it. A couple of them told me that, hey, coach, did you see that the Huskers lost to Colorado State? And I knew exactly what they were implying, and of course I said, well, that means we'd probably beat Nebraska, you know, 3-0, 3-1 at home. Might take us 5 to beat them at their place. But otherwise, we didn't pay any attention to it at all.
Well, it's still an accomplishment and still something that's interesting to look at, as we're talking with Rick Squires, the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Tonight, you welcome in one of your own, Samantha Harvey's the head coach at College of St. Mary. Talk about their team, which has always had a pretty good volleyball tradition, and then going up against a pupil. I know this isn't the first time that you've battled against somebody that you've had a good contact with, but talk about tonight's matchup.
Well, I've been able to talk with Sam a little bit the last week or so, and she's got a young team. I mean, it's her second year, and they've got a lot of tradition there. And, you know, even I think looking back to last year, a couple of their better players were seniors. So they're really kind of starting over, and she's experienced some of the frustrations that go along with that. They've been competitive in some sets with some pretty good teams, but they haven't been able to put it all together yet and win a match. So, you know, I got to expect that, you know, hopefully, you know, we're going to have them a little bit outgunned as far as player personnel. But one thing I think you can count on with a team of hers is they'll be fundamental and they'll be well coached, and, you know, they'll have nothing to lose. So hopefully we can come out here and play well and give Coach Harvey a good welcome back to Kearney situation, but we're happy to see her doing well and coaching at the college level, and hopefully it's a good opening night for us.
UNK football coach Rick Squires joins us on Wednesday's Loper Link. Rick, after last weekend, what's the one thing that you need to fix or improve on heading into this, not only Wednesday's game, but this weekend's game?
You know, I would say, you know, the general area of concern that we have right now is just I think our overall defense. I mean, we sided out pretty well. We hit a good efficiency. I was pleased that Our ball control was what we thought it would be, and our serve receive offense was good. So it looks like Jenna Rose is going to do a nice job for us. So we were able to side out, score points, get kills. But considering our size at the net, which is probably a little bit better than what we've had the last few years, we still didn't block as many balls as we probably should. And then we're still trying to figure out who's going to maybe pick up the slack from all the balls Caitlin Heiserman dug for us last year. So defensively, it's still up and down, on and off thing, and so there were times when that was frustrating. So what we told them is, we either have to block a whole lot better so we don't have to dig so many balls, or we have to play better backcourt defense. But the inconsistencies in both areas at the same time are going to give us some trouble down the road. So we've tried to address that this week.
Doug and Dan show live from Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill today in Hastings with our Husker lunch, but we're also up to talking to Loper Lincoln. Coach, after tonight, as you mentioned, weekend at home, your biggest weekend of the year for home volleyball. Talk about the team coming in the competition that the fans see this weekend.
Well, it's an interesting field. I mean, we get a couple of new teams to Division II in Sioux Falls and Black Hills. Black Hills kind of taking our place in the RMAC. Both new coaches, younger teams, probably teams, again, that at least from a player personnel standpoint, we might come out with the edge against. An MIAA team in Missouri Western who looks like they split matches over the weekend. So, somebody like that, you always know that you're not going to scare them off because of something that you do or your size or anything like that, because they've already played against the best on a regular basis. So a more physical team there. And then I'll tell you who's scaring the heck out of me are the Eagles out of Chadron State right now, with Coach Marquis leading the way. They're 3-1, and they got a big win down at Rockhurst against a pretty good team and a tough place to play. And just looking at them statistically, they're big and physical, and they're blocking the heck out of the ball. And she's doing something right up there already, because I don't remember the last time they've been 3-1. So that one could be a little more interesting than we thought it might be.
We'll let you get out of here with this one, Coach. Last night, you got to see a pretty good competitive match between two of the top teams in the area, watching some high school. I know you can't talk about the high school kids because that could get folks in trouble, but you watch Kearney Catholic and Minden play last night, and you see all these teams from the area that are rated in the various top tens. I have to ask you right now how you think the talent is stacking up here and how that helps you in recruiting when a lot of it's right in your backyard. And you've taken advantage of that, obviously, but your thoughts on what the class looks like this year, even with a lot of these teams having young players.
Well, first of all, I mean, that was one of the most exciting high school matches I've seen in a long time. I mean, I thought there were players on both sides of the net that were making plays, and it wasn't a deal where somebody kind of fell apart or choked or got tentative. I mean, there was swinging away going on, and I was amazed at just under pressure this early in the year how many plays were actually made by both teams. So it was a great match. It was fun to watch. And it is exciting to think about the fact that, right here in our part of the state, there are, high-level Division II prospects, Division I prospects for us to watch and recruit. And no doubt about it, I mean, we'll be in those gyms. And I think when those programs are playing at the level they are right now, there's no doubt about it, it translates to success at our level down the road. And, we've had some of our best teams when we've been able to recruit players from right here in this part of the state. So it's going to be a fun year at the high school level, no doubt about it.
Well, Coach, we'll let you out of here. We wish you the best of luck tonight and, of course, this weekend as well. Always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Take care, Head Coach Rick Squires. I'm watching a little TV. I'm listening to the radio. Last night, Miss Nebraska, who's Miss America, sang the national anthem, and it's just raining all over in that Yankees-Baltimore game. That could not have been fun, but I suppose seeing the national anthem at Yankee Stadium, even if you're not a Yankee fan, Probably pretty cool. But Rick Squires joining us here on our Loper Link. Don't forget tomorrow, if you're a big Loper fan, head to UNK Health and Sports Center for their Loper Luncheon. You can start eating at 11:45. The coaches will speak at 12 noon, including Coach Squires, Coach Morris for football, cross country with Brady Bonzel, soccer with Mike Munch, whose team picked up a win on Monday. A couple of other things with volleyball. Jenna Rose was named the RMAC Setter of the Week. Also, the soccer team, as we said, picked up that 2-1 win, and Al Sanbria was a winner in cross country out of Minden. So things going well there. The UNK golf team setting in third. They're playing at Awori Dunes, the final round today of their invitational. And so that's going out there if you wanted to catch some of the UNK women's golfers. And, of course, football at home against Northeastern State of Oklahoma is at noon this Saturday at Foster Field.
Yeah, it should be a great test. I think everybody's looking forward to this home opener. I know the team's looking forward to, especially on the offensive side of the ball, hanging on to the football, be emphasized this week. And hopefully if they can do that, they can win number two of the season.
We are live here at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings for our second Husker lunch. Stephen M. Sipple has arrived, so if you want to get your picture taken with him, if you want to get an autograph from Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, this is the time to show up because he will be addressing the crowd. We want you to come on in as folks are starting to file in here for lunch, and we'd love to have you with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We take it up until noon. We'll switch it over to high school football with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep in just a moment, but we remind you that our Loper Link every Wednesday is brought to you by Garrett Tire, Trend, and Appliance. Doesn't matter what you need, maybe on the farm or service, they're there for you. And go to GarrettTire.net for more information. And Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans, and we've got Bob Jensen when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Bullseyes in Hastings.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does seven great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world!
Joe Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean, sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders. Seven benefits, one bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high temperature of 79. For tonight, mostly clear, winds light and variable, a low of 50. On Thursday, we'll see mostly sunny skies with a high temperature reaching 78 degrees. Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy's show back with you at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill here in Hastings on this Wednesday for our Husker Lunch, and we want you to come out and be a part of it. Free and open to the public. Got lunch for under $7 out here, folks. What more could you want? What do they have today, Daddy? The whole menu, and what's our special again?
Well, why not go with a chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, a roll with butter, and $6.99. All specials include your coffee, tea, water, whatever you want to drink. Turkey sandwich, $5.79. That also with mashed potatoes, green beans, a roll with butter.
That'll
be
my lunch
today. Your college pro football headquarters right here, Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll be talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Then Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, will stop by on air for a couple of minutes before he addresses the crowd here. Folks, come on out to Bullseye. You're a Husker fan. You enjoy lunch. Why not knock two things out once? Steve's here to answer your questions and to talk Husker football, and we are on the road with the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth today. Anytime you're on the road and are thinking about, you know, I just went by that lot. What? I went by this lot. What? I'm in the Big C. I'm in Omaha. What? That really? I don't know how much this is. It's hassle-free at Midway, folks. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, both located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. It is hassle-free. The price of the vehicle is right there on the windshield. That way, you don't have to worry about haggling and dickering with what the price may be, and you don't have to worry about some shady salesperson, because at Midway, they're all top of the line, and they are professionals, and they have been there for a long, long time. Why? Because they treat you right, and you come back. Why else would you be a salesperson? You want that relationship. At Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac is the place to be. Go to thinkmidway.com to check out everything on the lot, and you'll be ready to go when you head out to Midway. Midway. ThinkMidway.com. It's a better way.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
And he is back with us on this Wednesday from the worldwide headquarters in Central City. And Robert Jensen, the weather was the story last week. We can talk about football games, and there's nothing you can do about it. If it's postponed to Saturday, it's postponed to Saturday. But it definitely takes away the flow, and anybody that had to stop on Friday, it takes away the flow. Tell me what you heard of how the weather may have directly impacted a couple of games last week.
Well, I don't know about direct impact, but I will tell you that that does set up an interesting set of circumstances when you break a game into two parts, because frankly, it's like a really, really long halftime. You can go back and try and figure out what went wrong in the pre-storm part of the game and try and fix it. The thing is that that was some vicious lightning the other night. I was actually back in Omaha, and I don't know if I've ever seen lightning like what I saw south of Wahoo on my way home. Obviously, for the safety of all involved, a lot of games were suspended, a lot of Saturday finishes. Let's just hope it doesn't become an every Friday night event like last year's rain.
Bob, I want to ask you about a Class A team that we don't talk about at all. But one of the Mackeys, we got Mackeys in Alma, we got Mackeys in Cambridge. They list this radio show. Brother got hired at Lincoln High. They got a win on Friday night. Can he turn that program at Lincoln High and give them a breath of fresh air?
Well, he certainly, obviously, Daddy, he brings them some fresh air. I mean, no, he's come from a winning program. He certainly knows how to organize a winning team. That is a program that is badly malnutritioned. You've got a program that's just picked clean by the rest of the city. When there's a decent athlete that comes through the Lincoln High program, well, they frankly don't often get to the Lincoln High program. They wind up going somewhere else, and that will be job one. It's just keeping the kids where they're at. The Lincoln school system is kind of a funny thing now. With the ever since they added those two high schools, North Star and Southwest, it really changed the landscape. I think things have regulated themselves to a degree, but there's athletes in that pipeline at Lincoln High. You can see that with the way they play basketball. They've got to find a way to keep those football players home, and they do that. They're going to be good. Getting to be really good, though, is going to take a while because of the competition for the number of athletes there are in Lincoln.
Bob Jensen of Husker Land Prep Report joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, where the annual Husker Lunch or weekly Husker Lunch will be this week. We ask you to come out and join us. Bob, I look at the scores from last week, and there are your normal blowouts. I mean, what Sargent does, what Dodge does, what some of these eight-man teams are able to do, even with the continuous clock in the second half, is pretty amazing. But you also have a Class A. Well, you got one of the premier matchups here. It's 49-34, Burke over Millard North, and then you look at the other end, and I'm finally seeing some 7-0, some 7-6s, and I'm seeing some changing of the guard. There was a whole lot that, I mean, Adams Central and Hastings High was a low-scoring game last week. I'm seeing some things that haven't been the same over the last few years. What are you noticing just through a couple of weeks about changes in the landscape of high school football and maybe the shift in power, if there is some?
Well, there's some of that. I mean, there's still an awful lot of things that look pretty familiar at the top of the heap. I will just say briefly, that Hastings, that Adams Central game kind of went the way I thought it would, but I think Hastings made a little bit of a statement in losing that, you know, they can compete with the better programs. You know, the next step is to beat one of those teams, but, you know, that was a good deal for them. One of the classes, the class has been the biggest, and I said that from the beginning, biggest crapshoot of all this year is D1. And a team that we had ranked first, frankly, because we, you know, give a little tip of the hat to the program's history and all that, was Creighton. Creighton got beat by 26 points last week. The World Herald, I know, has Alma rated first. We've got them second. We got Kennesaw first. Those are schools that are not used to being that high in the rankings. You know, for us, Pender is the number three team, and Pender's not a team that is a traditional power. You know, that thing is wide open. And if you want to talk about changing of the guard, there's where something could happen. Said it all along, because, you know, things are starting to perk here a little bit. Give it some time and keep an eye on D1.
Bob, we look ahead towards this weekend. Big matchup right in our backyard. There's only two Class A teams really in the coverage area. And I understand, don't send us emails from North Platte. We understand, we'd love to have you listen. We just don't get a real strong signal out there. Grand Island Kearney, 2-0. Haven't beaten them in 10 times, the Islanders, but this looks like their year where they might be the more talented team.
Boy, oh boy, what a deal. You know, I will say this much. I talked to Coach Tomlin earlier this week, and I like that dude. I liked him from the time that I met him back when he was in high school and I was a Cub reporter at the Alliance newspaper. He brings, you know, there's no fooling around. You know, Tomlin is just Tomlin. He's not going to get all fancy and try and trick things up and whatnot, whether it be in a football game or in a conversation leading up to a football game. What he simply says is, you know, those 10 games don't matter. It's the one that's ahead of them and all that sort of thing. And, that's great. You know, I'm sure that in his heart, in his coach's heart, he believes that. But there's got to be a part of Jeff Tomlin, and there's certainly a part of those kids who are just sick of losing to Kearney. They have found every imaginable way to lose this game over the last 10 years. There have been times when Kearney's been better. There have certainly been times when Grand Island was better, but Kearney ended up winning the game. The two things that catch my attention about this game, one of them is Grand Island comes in here with just a beautiful offense. Riker Fife is one of those rare kids, one of those rare multi-sport star athletes that we have in Class A. It just doesn't happen very often. He has developed, you know, he's good at a lot of sports, but it's certainly the farther and farther we get into his career, and he is a senior, football is going to be his ticket, it sure looks like, in football, or in college, rather. He's a big kid, got a good arm, loves to throw it deep. Tomlin's letting him throw it deep. You know, Russ Harvey's the offensive coordinator. He's turned him loose. He's got those two great wide receivers in Fultz and Bamesberger. You won't find a better set in Class A. You know, Grand Island's defense has been, you know, that's Tomlin's side of the ball. They're tough. They're physical, just like the guy that coaches them. And they look as good as anybody in Class A right now. On the other hand, Kearney's won a couple games. Haven't necessarily blown people out, trampled people, that kind of thing. But they're going to come into this game, I would imagine. Try and rely on that big veteran offensive line of theirs. Keep the ball on the ground. Keep the clock moving. Keep it away from Grand Island and try and shorten the game. And the way I see it, Grand Island can play good and win this game. if Kearney's going to win this game, and there's a chance they will, I mean, how do you go against 10 in a row? They're probably going to have to play great. This is a really intriguing game. Kearney's at home. Again, in high school, I'm never quite sure exactly how much that matters. I know it does some. It's Grand Island's game to win. Let's see if they can.
You'll be able to hear that game, of course, Friday night on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, live from Foster Field. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Tony and I will be there for that one. Another ball game of interest, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Blue Hill. There's not a whole lot of teams on this St. Cecilia schedule that are going to challenge them after last week's game against Kearney Catholic. And, Bob, we were there. St. Cecilia looked as vulnerable as they've had in a long, long time, but Kearney Catholic turned it over a few times, and then Phil Hamburger is a stud. And our thoughts was he carries St. Cecilia to as far as they go this year. Yes, they've got some other good kids, had a couple of really good kids along the line there that kept making tackles. But St. Cecilia, Blue Hill, your thoughts on this one after Blue Hill was tested by Sutton?
Yeah, St. Cecilia is going to win that ball game, and this is a game where Blue Hill wants to play well, make it representative. Maybe they get a few breaks and wind up stealing an upset. You can never say it won't happen, but yeah, St. Cecilia again, the talent drain that program has undergone the last 3 or 4 years, it just boggles your mind. If you write all those names down, it just blows you away. It has to get to a point where they're not that St. Cecilia. And while they're not that St. Cecilia, due to once again, in that perceptive, insightful way that only you can say it, you're right, Hamburger carries that football team, and that's nothing against any of those other kids. They've got plenty of kids that are good athletes. I'm sure that there are plenty that are going to contribute to, St. Cecilia's success this year, but Phil Hamburger is a stud, and he's most likely going to be the best football player on the field for, well, certainly any game that St. Cecilia plays in the regular season.
Another big game in eight-man, Bob Pleasanton at Loomis. Should be a good one there.
Yeah, it should. I think that's the Beacon Observer game of the year, courtesy of our boy Jason Arnes, the pride of Springview, Nebraska. And it is, Pleasanton's got an interesting program. It really does. It's not a program where you look on the sideline, there's 40 kids standing. But I'm telling you, with as few kids as Pleasanton has out for football and has had out for football during the time that Ricky Westland has coached him, those guys make more out of less than about anybody around. And that's not necessarily talking about individual kids. It's just talking about the totality of the program. There's not a lot to draw from. But here you go again. They've got a lot of the pieces in place. And one of the most important ones is having a three-year starter quarterback. Colin Janicek is a proven thrower. He threw for 1,200 yards last year. Pleasant's got a lot of ways to hurt you. The way I see it, Pleasant's going to have a chance to maybe do some business through the air. Loomis is going to try and pump that ball to Kalen Anderson and, again, try and control the ball game with a ground game. I think it's a really close game. I think it's a game that Pleasanton wins, but those two teams have certainly looked all summer like the best teams in the Fort Kearney, although our friend Jim Langan, who no doubt has taken part of his lunch hour to listen to this show, maybe all of his lunch hour, to listen to this show, he kind of stung Litchfield last week, and that's got to get some people up, setting up straight in their chair when it comes to maybe a third dog in the fight there in that Fort Kearney.
And Bob Jensen with us for just this last question kind of leads me into this, because SEM plays Heartland Lutheran, who found a way to get a win against Lawrence Nelson. Bob, I was talking about the change into the guard. Lawrence Nelson struggling out of the gate. Axtell, Overton, boy, this has been a game Tony and I have been doing for years and years and years, and both those teams are struggling right now. Obviously, when you're playing Class D football and you only have so many kids in the school, it's hard for them to always be studs. We're seeing some teams that are zero in the win column that we're not used to seeing, even if they've only played one or two games.
It's all coming back to me, Duda, your initial point there about changing the guard. When you want to talk, okay, I'll go with you there. I mean, Overton, new system, new look, lot of talent gone from last year. There's probably not a kid in your listening area that meant more to a team than Jacob Jensen did to last year's Overton team. That kid, I won't say he came out of nowhere, because he's always been a contributor, but he had such a huge impact on their offense. You know, that's, and, you know, they lost some other really good players, you know, Zach Olmstead, you know, right down the line. Overton's got some things to fix, but I'm telling you what, Shelton had that game circled on the calendar, and they came up, you know, they came up aces. They won the game that really made them, you know, they need to come back and play good this year, kind of shake that off. Axtell, you know, Axtell's struggling. I mean, Axtell's only scored 6 points in two games. They need to get something going on offense. Everybody knows about the Benson kid. He's a great sprinter. He's certainly a threat when he gets his hands on the ball. They need to give him a little room to operate. And it's just one of those things where, you know, things go in cycles. And let's face it, it's been a really long cycle for both Axtell and Overton. We got a lot of football to play, but I'm sure that both of those programs have things they'd like to get straightened out here fairly quickly.
You're the best, Bob. We'll visit with you on the Scoreboard Show Friday night. If you're in the area, take care, buddy. You're the best.
All right. It's good to see you boys on the air there, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Always check out their website as well, huskerlandprep.com/rivals, and check that out as well. So much information daily put up there on teams, a lot of them right here in central Nebraska, and then, of course, more from what's going on throughout the state of Nebraska. Weekly top tens, stories, features on area kids. It's outstanding at Huskerland Preps. And of course, if you want to keep up on all high school sports, check out our website at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Merritt's got it updated for every sport, not just football and volleyball, but cross country and tennis and softball and everything that's going on every year, all throughout the sports year. And check that out at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Yeah, girls golf. See how far your daughter is behind Danielle Lemon.
Because she will be. There's no doubt about it, Daddy. There's no doubt about it. We're here at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill going on in Hastings for our second Husker lunch. Come on out. If you're looking for lunch in Hastings, this is the place to be because Steve Sipple is on hand from the Lincoln Journal-Star to talk a little Husker football and answer all of your questions. Still room for you to plop down and get a great lunch special here for under $7 today at Bullseye's. And then on Friday, we're going to be at Jersey's where we will be we're looking at the Keno board, and Daddy will be going, how come I can't get any of those numbers? And we'll be up in Jersey. So stop by there Monday, 45-cent wings. Tuesday, it's happy day with happy hour all day long. Lunch under $6 daily at Jersey's on the hill, north side of Kearney. Your true neighborhood sports bar with the grill and the game are always on. And be sure to join us Friday for lunch from 11 to 12 in Kearney. But today we are in Hastings, and when we come back, we'll have a chance to get a couple of words from Steve Sipple and wrap up the Dougie and Daddy show. But come and join us here. Sips here until 1 o'clock at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. We'll be back after this.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, where Steve Sipple is going to be talking to the folks here, talking a little Husker football, answering your questions. Folks, it's free and open to the public, so if you're coming out for lunch in Hastings today, be sure to stop by and join us here at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. We'll be here till about 1 o'clock and have you back to the office, if that's where you want to be, by 1 o'clock today. But Daddy, Steve Sipple gives us a couple of minutes on our program before we turn him loose to the crowd here.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to have Sip with us. Say, walks in here, not exactly Rod's real fired up to feed somebody like that. Probably going to get a salad, something light. He wants somebody like me shows up, knows he's going to get some wings, he's going to drop a $50 bill in here. Sip, probably no dressing. You're looking great, by the way. Would you run 5 miles this morning?
No, I didn't. I didn't run. I didn't get up in time.
But you would have ran 5 miles.
Looks like he's been on that P-180Y.
I haven't been on anything. I don't know why everybody says that. I just started running again. That's about all I can do at my age.
Well,
a couple miles a day.
Well, the Huskers are getting ready to play a little football against Fresno State. And, Sip, we take a look at what happened in week one with the Big Red. Some people don't think it was good. It's just the first week. I mean, there's so many ways to break this down. What your thoughts on what happened?
Yeah, Doug, it's always interesting, all the hand-wringing that goes on, you know. They win 40-7, and people act like it was a loss. Very odd, but I suppose that's a good sign where your program's at, too, you know. I mean, if you win a game that convincingly and everybody's worried, it tells you that the expectations are where they should be, and people have high standards, and there's never anything wrong with that. You know, I thought what everybody else thinks, the offense looked a little sloppy, which, I don't know, it doesn't necessarily surprise me. It's a new offense. It's a new offensive coordinator. It's a quarterback who, in a new system, who, you know, is still relatively young at that job. So I think that thing's going to be a work in progress. Hey, I don't want to say I told you so because I'm not very smart. But I said all throughout the August, I wouldn't be surprised if the offense starts slow. And, you know, I would ask Tim Beck and Bo Pelini that. And, of course, they'd never won it. You know, they'd always say, no, we're not going to start slow. Of course, that's what they're going to say. But the bottom line is there's a lot of new faces. It's a new offense. So I think it's going to take some time.
You know, if you're going to impress one person out there, it'd be Las Vegas. Las Vegas has got us in a 28-point favorite over Fresno. You know what? Didn't impress anybody in Nebraska. But whatever Vegas looks for, they certainly saw it, because I never saw 28 points. But we pick point spreads. Doug plays, Tony, what's the point spread all the time? And you get 3 weeks in the pro season, I'm about a point and a half off on the better at the NFL.
Well, where'd you put it?
Well, I thought 17 would have been the high side for me.
I was going to say 15.
I really thought 14, you know, maybe you get over two touchdowns. I'm thinking,
well,
that's
opened at 23 and skyrockets 4 to 5 points. That never happens.
Yeah. I think it's a game. You know what I think? I think it's a game where it's a brawl early. I think it could be a brawl into the middle of the second quarter. Then I think Nebraska starts to assert itself. I wonder how much Fresno State can score. I mean, I just don't know that they can. I don't know if they can get 17 points in this game. I don't think they can. So Nebraska should be able to get 21, you know, and get out of there with a win.
I know you watch the Lions.
Seven Brett Maher field goals just for you, Daddy.
There you go. It may take that many. Offensive line-wise, you watch the line as much as anybody. Anybody, I mean, well, you know, everybody wants to follow the football. It's not real, you know.
I
know
try to watch
you. You kind of watch the line play a little bit. Any of those young guys, you said, well, I can see some good things ahead, or he made some nice.
Definitely. I thought Tyler Moore looked good. He's got to be a great player here. I mean, he looked all right. I thought Caputo had a pretty good game, actually. You know, they had breakdowns up there, and they didn't get to the second level. You know, that's the thing they didn't do.
No, they did not get to the linebacker. They'd stop. They'd get their first block, and we talked about that earlier in the week. They'd stop. They weren't looking for anybody else to block. That's something you should know at the high school level,
right.
Sip.
Yeah, and hey, you know what? They were on them yesterday. I talked to a guy who watched practice, and they were stopping them darn near every play and getting in those guys, those offensive linemen. So I think you'll see a different offensive line. Yeah, I don't think in week two you're going to see a perfect offense, but I do think you'll see improvement.
I don't know if you noticed that defense pretty damn good. So.
Oh, man. They're going to be good. I mean, they have a little question marks, but you know what I think? I think the two things. The big improvement I think we'll see is at defensive end. I think we ought, to a certain degree. They're deeper there, And you got Ankra, who's a little more active and vicious than what they've had. And I think Joseph Carter's coming. I like Josh Williams. He got a hard edge. The kid's a mean kid. And obviously Cameron looked great. Now, you temper that with the fact that Chattanooga was really young up front. And you know, I think Meredith was going against a redshirt freshman or a freshman all game long. So
that'd be a long day for him.
Yeah, that's a horrible day for that kid. And they, so they took advantage of that, which is good. And the second thing is Trevor Roach. I mean, what was a big question mark? You know, one of the big question marks on defense is that depth at linebacker. I don't think they're going to be a big drop-off if Roach is in there. Roach looks good to me.
Okay, go back to the defensive end position.
Okay,
everybody
sorry.
In the offseason, Eric Martin, they want to see Caveman. Uh-huh. Caveman fly around. Where's he doesn't get it? Or
it's almost – I think he's kind of without a true position. He didn't adapt to linebacker and making those calls all that well. So they wanted him to gain weight, and now he's just kind of an in-between guy. He's not quite – he doesn't look like a defensive end. And I don't know. I think he's lost a little speed and lost a little quickness. And the other thing is, I just think those other guys are good. I mean, it's not so much that Eric Martin isn't a good player. It's just that Josh Williams is good and Anchor's good and Joseph Carter, I think, is going to be really good. Now, he's only been here, you know, he only got here in the summer, so he's just learning. But look at that kid. Watch him when he gets on the field. And you notice on that first third and 17, Joseph Carter was the guy rushing the passer, not Eric Martin. So they just – I think it's just that the competition there is heated. You've got to be really good to be in that top four.
A lot more Husker talk going on with Steve Sipple here at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings for our second Husker lunch. Still got time to come out. We're going to wrap things up with Sip here, and then you can come out and ask him your questions. But last question, Sip, we've got so many ways that we can go. Compton, Dennard didn't get to play Saturday. Do they play this Saturday, and how much –
I'll be really surprised if Dennard plays. He didn't practice yesterday again, so it's Tuesday. He hadn't practiced. I saw him coming off the field limping. Now, he's just in street clothes, but he wasn't walking very well. And maybe just that's the way he walks. I don't know. Some guys just walk with a limp, so you got to be a little careful. But he didn't practice. And I've said all along, well, after he got hurt, what I heard was he was going to miss two or three games from the start. So I'll be surprised to see him. Will Compton did practice yesterday. His ankle was heavily taped. I think I'd still classify him as a little day-to-day. I don't know that you'll see Compton, but like I said, I think you're fine in there because Roach can play. Now, you don't want to lean on Roach to make the calls, but they got Lavonnie David who makes all the calls when Roach is in there. Now, he's trying to guide Roach around, but I'll tell you who becomes very valuable, even more valuable than he is Lavonnie David. I can't underscore enough how important he is making the calls. He's a smart – you see how athletic he is. I'm more impressed by how smart he is. That kid – hey, that kid's – he's going to be an NFL player for a long time.
Dennard, Compton, don't need him. We got Lance Corral. He's fine.
Lance and the dime.
There you go.
Lance and the dime.
Sip, great to have you here in Hastings.
Yeah, Doug.
Let you finish up your meal.
It's nice
and
to see you guys in person. You too, Daddy.
See you, buddy.
Don't take my food, though.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. He is here at Bullseyes, and he's about a couple 5 minutes away from addressing the folks here and talking a little Husker football, answering your questions. Folks still filtering in here for lunch, and we want you to filter in as well here at Bullseyes going on in Hastings. Then next week we'll be back in Kearney, and we'll be at Cunningham's. And, Daddy, a lot going on, some bad things going on with the plane crash nationally. You've got the Big 12 that we were talking about there with the SEC and A&M wanting to leave, and the SEC says, come on over. Now the Big 12 is not unanimous on letting them go. So plenty of stories to follow as this week progresses.
Well, throwing a quarterback in David Garrard, who's been a starter in the NFL for quite a few years and $9 million in salary. They alleviate that at Jacksonville. Where will he end up? It's interesting because it looks like maybe Baltimore Ravens could be a suitor for him.
I heard San Francisco 49ers could be a suitor as well for him, but we'll find out what's up next. And tomorrow,
also, if you haven't heard, Peyton Manning will not play Sunday. That news just breaking in the last hour.
By the way, when we're in a fantasy football draft and I get Peyton Manning in the third round, think it's a steal, and you get Chris Johnson late in the second round, you think it's a steal. Obviously, Johnson signs and Manning's immediately not going to play the rest of the season. I should have drafted Chris Johnson, then Peyton Manning would have been able to play this weekend. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, our NFL selections, our playoff teams, our Super Bowl picks. I promise not to pick the Cowboys to make it to the Super Bowl.
I don't even think I'll pick them to make the playoffs.
So that's coming up tomorrow on the show. Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire at RotoWire.com. We actually have our final fantasy draft tonight, Daddy. Tomorrow the NFL season gets underway. Maybe you need to know how to set your lineup for the weekend. Any questions you have for fantasy football and Jeff Erickson, be sure to email the Doug and Daddy Show to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And by the way, congratulations to the Dent Popper boys who eliminated us from the golf playoffs last night. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, plus a whole lot more tomorrow. Let's wrap things up, Merritt, unless you got something else for it.
No, I'm good.
He could have been Bob Uecker's color man. But let's get out of here, and we want you to join us live at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. We're here right now on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we want to thank our guests on the program today, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, who joins us every Wednesday, and, of course, Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star. Good luck with your draft. I can't wait. The NFL starts tomorrow, and it's right here on ESPN with the Packers and Saints.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!